Morning.
Morning.
Sleep okay?
Mm-hmm, great. Hey, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Last night, me wanting to try that stuff out of the Kama Sutra, was that fun for you or kind of racially insensitive?
Yeah, just because you're in bed with an Indian woman, you think that gives you permission to use crazy positions from an ancient Indian love manual?
Hey, if you can find a book called Weird Sex with White Boys, I'd be okay with that.
Oh, you have such beautiful eyes. You ever thought about getting contacts?
I tried in the seventh grade. I could never get used to them.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. If I had contacts, it would have been the coolest debate club president ever to be stuffed into his own cello case.
If you had them on now, you could see what we're going to do next.
That's okay. I can infer from context.
Hey, Raj, want to see a new magic trick I've been working on?
Howard, if I may interject here with a piece of friendly advice, is working on magic tricks really how you want to spend your time? Granted, you're just an engineer, but that doesn't mean you might not someday build a gee-gaw or a thingamabob that may get you a thank you in someone else's Nobel Prize acceptance speech.
Is the trick making him disappear?
Sure, let's see it.
Here, shuffle these.
Okay.
Now, spread them out on the table, face down. Pick one. Look at it.
Okay.
Now, remember your card. Put it back in the deck.
Is it any wonder he doesn't have a doctorate?
Now, remind me, what's your birthday?
October 6th.
Okay, October is the 10th month, so 10, 1 plus 0 is 1, plus 6 is 7. Turn over the 7th card.
How about that?
Is that your card?
Yes, it is. Very cool.
Well, it's not cool. It's a childish trick designed to confuse and intrigue simpletons. How'd you do it?
A magician never reveals his secrets, but surely a future Nobel Prize winner can figure it out.
Fine. Give me a second.
You ever notice when he thinks real hard, it smells like bacon?
Oh, hey! Sorry. No, look, stop! Check it out. He's got contacts.
In a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
One, two, three, four, five. No way.
That's your card, right?
7 of clubs! That is amazing!
It's not amazing. All magic tricks are merely a combination of manipulation and misdirection, with the occasional dwarf in a box wiggling his feet.
Oh, really? So, how did I do it?
But I don't care how you did it. Yeah, I have more important things to think about. Now, clearly, the cards are marked.
I thought you had more important things to think about.
But I do. You just happened to have caught me on a break. Oh, let me see those cards.
Oh, big deal. Not knowing is part of the fun.
Not knowing is part of the fun. Was that the motto of your community college?
Hey, you guys, what do you think? Priya took me clothes shopping.
Hey, you look great. Good for you, Priya. I can never get that stupid hoodie off him when we were... Well, you look great.
Thank you.
Let's go hang everything up.
Yeah, good. New contacts. I should have done this years ago.
So you're finally getting used to them doing it on a daily basis?
I'm not going out with him. He can sleep with whoever he wants.
Yeah, I was talking to Raj.
this deck is rigged in some fashion.
Yeah, fine, get another deck and I'll do the trick with that.
So you're saying this is a regulation deck?
I'm saying believe in magic, you muggle.
Yeah, well, I'm happy Leonard's found someone. Not that anybody asked.
How many Star Trek uniforms do you have?
Just two. Everyday undress.
Uh-huh. Listen, we need to talk about something.
Oh, my God, you're breaking up with me. Why would you take me out shopping and then break up with me? That is so cruel.
Leonard, I'm not breaking up with you.
Oh, okay. So what's up?
It's a little weird, your ex-girlfriend hanging out here all the time.
I know. I usually never see my ex-girlfriends, unless their hard drives crash.
I'm just saying, how would you feel if I was hanging out with my ex-boyfriend?
Not great, I guess, but Penny and I are just friends.
I don't care. This is a woman you have slept with. If you want her around, then I have to wonder if maybe you're not ready to move on.
No, I'm ready. I gave up the gift of sight for you. If that's not moving on, what is?
You need to cut the cord with Penny.
Oh, okay.
You don't sound very confident.
No, I'm confident. It's not like I'm unfamiliar with the get lost conversation, although this will be the first time I'll be the one saying it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure. Oh, God, you smell so good. Of course, that could just be my other senses getting stronger. Hypothetically, if I had access to a Lieutenant Uhura uniform, would you wear it?
Leonard, it is a source of great pain to me and my family that my brother has that outfit in his wardrobe. Can we not discuss it?
I'm sorry. Never mind.
And was your card the Jack of Diamonds?
Oh, unbelievable! Know how he did it yet? Aw, he has the same look my little nephew gets when he can't figure out how I got his nose.
You know, I have some remedial magic tricks that might be more your speed. Like, oh, look! The pencil's rubber!
Hey, I think I know how you did the card trick.
Oh, no, please. If I don't know, you don't know. That's axiomatic.
Come here.
You're right.
Not too bad for someone who doesn't know what axiomatic means.
Oh, hi.
Hey, you. What happened with the contacts?
One of them's upstairs. The other one sort of slipped back into my skull.
Hey, is that one of the new shirts Priya got you?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to wash that?
No.
No, that's silk. Seriously, what would you do without me?
Yeah.
You know, I gotta tell you, I think you got a real winner with Priya.
Yeah, me too.
She seems really sweet. Believe me, you do not want to take that for granted. There are a lot of bitches out there.
Yeah, bitches are the worst.
All right, well, I'll see you later.
Wait, Penny, there's something I have to tell you.
What?
Okay, how do I put this? Are you familiar with Darwin's observation of the finches in the Galapagos Islands?
Do they make a movie about it?
No.
Then no.
All right. Well, anyway, Darwin observed that when two groups of finches competed over the same food source, eventually one of them would evolve a different beak shape so they could feed on something else.
Okay.
So, what do you think we can learn from that behavior that we can apply to our own lives?
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush?
Sure, that has birds in it.
It's fun talking to you, Leonard. I always learn stuff.
I'm sorry, but I'm gonna count that.